In today's Mishnah, we learn the first and second Mishnah from the 13th Perek of Masechta Zvachim, which begins, HaShochet V'Amaleh B'Chutz. If someone both slaughters and offers a korban atzad Beit HaMikdash, the Mishnah says he's chayv, he's liable to the two prohibitions. The first is on Shechita, which is punishable by karet, but for slaughtering this korban atzad Beit HaMikdash. And the second is V'chayv Al HaAliyah. And the second is the offering of a korban atzad Beit HaMikdash. However, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says no. He says that Hashachat bifnim v'halah b'chutz chayev, shachat b'chutz v'halah b'chutz patur. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says when it comes to a prohibition of offering a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash, one would only violate the prohibition if the korban itself was slaughtered inside the Beit HaMikdash, then removed and offered outside. If, however, they both slaughtered and offered this korban outside, granted this, as we've already mentioned in the beginning half the Mishnah, he's violated prohibition of slaughtering the korban. However, he is exempt from the prohibition of offering this korban outside the Beit HaMikdash. Why? Shelo he'ela b'chutz ela devar pasul. In other words, the moment he slaughtered this korban outside, the korban became invalid. Therefore, when he then goes ahead and then offers his korban, he's offering a pasul korban, and therefore hasn't violated the prohibition of offering a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash, as I said, because it's already pasul, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. However, Amulo Chachamim respond to this argument. They said, Afa shuchet bifnim ba'omala b'chutz, kevan shuotzio psalo. The Chachamim respond to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. You say the only situation where one violates a prohibition of offering a korban outside is if it was first slaughtered inside and then brought outside. The problem with that is, when you slaughter a korban inside and take it outside, it also becomes pasul, it also becomes invalid. And therefore, according to your reasoning, he should be exempt for offering this korban outside the Beit HaMikdash, because it became pasul, invalid, when you removed it. So according to your line of reasoning, you'd never violate this prohibition of offering a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash. The Chachamim therefore reason that it doesn't matter if it was shechted inside or outside, and it doesn't matter that this korban became pasul by virtue of being slaughtered outside the Beit HaMikdash, this prohibition of offering the korban is violated in both circumstances. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, however, differentiates between these two cases, as Kati explains. When it's slaughtered outside the Beit HaMikdash, there's never a moment where this korban is invalid. It immediately becomes pasul. That's why if he subsequently offered this korban outside, he would be exempt from the prohibition of offering a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash. The other situation, however, where the korban was slaughtered inside, before the korban was removed, we have a valid korban. That is why it is in that situation, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, in that situation only, that once it's removed and then offered, one would violate this prohibition. The next Mishnah we find a parallel machloket to the Mishnah that we just learned together. And that relates to the prohibition of eating a korban that it itself is tameh, or I should say someone who is tameh that eats a korban. There's two different cases. We'll explain in a moment. The Mishnah says first, tameh sha'achal, if someone is tameh, and then they eat from a korban, bein kodesh tameh, bein kodesh tahor, whether or not the korban is tameh or tahor, it doesn't matter. One is chayev, they are liable to the prohibition that is punishable with karet of eating a korban while being in a state of tumah. So importantly, the Torah says, ha-nefesh she'tochal basar mizevach hashem shel Hashem v'tumato alav, that if someone eats from a korban while in a state of tumah, he is punishable with the parat minichata nefesh ha-imameah, he is punishable with karet. That's Pinei Chachamim. It's irrespective of the state of the korban, whether the korban is tameh or tahor. If the individual is tameh, it violates prohibition. However, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no. Tameh sha'achal tahor chayav. If someone is tameh and they eat a korban that is tahor, in that situation would the violation that is punishable with karet be violated. However, tameh sha'achal tameh, if the individual is tameh and the korban is already tameh, in that situation he would be patur, exempt from this prohibition is punishable with karet, and if he did by mistake, he wouldn't have to bring a korban. Why? Shelo achal ela davar tameh, because he's eating something that is already tameh. And eating a korban that is already tameh is not punishable with karet, it's a regular lav, regular negative prohibition that would be punishable with lashes. However, the Chachamim once again respond to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. They say, Amrulo, they said to him, Af tameh shachal tahor. Your argument that if the korban's already tameh, he would not violate the prohibition of eating a korban while in a state of tumah, because it's already tameh. It's only if the korban was tahor. But let's say we got this individual's tame, and as soon as he comes into contact with this korban that is tahor, that is pure, kivan shindagabo, as soon as he comes into contact, timau becomes tame. So again, according to your reasoning, one would never violate this prohibition of being in a state of tumah and consuming a korban that is tahor, because it would never be tahor, because as soon as someone touched it, it would become tameh. What's interesting here is, what is the basis of this debate? Now, Kati here explains that if the tumah of the person, you know, the person became tameh prior to their actual korban becoming tameh, everyone would agree, even Rabbi Yossi HaGlili would agree, that despite the fact the korban itself is tameh, that is punished with karet. The debate is if it's the other way around, meaning the korban became tameh first. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili is of the opinion, which is the of ein isur chal hal isur, meaning if there's already existing prohibition relating to this situation, to this piece of the korban, then another isur that follows it, there's no room for this other isur that came later to land or to apply. Meaning the prohibition of eating a korban that is tameh, which is punishable with negative prohibition, existed first, and therefore, despite the fact he became tameh later, there's no room for this prohibition of being in a state of tumah to land, and the first prohibition is what is applied. However, Chachamim say that there are situations where we can say isur chalal isur, and that's where we have what's called the isur kolel, which means if this second prohibition is greater in scope, meaning this prohibition applies to more things, then it can land on top of an existing isur. So if you look at our case, the korban itself was originally tameh. So you've got a negative prohibition relating to consuming it. The kohen himself then became tameh. Now he's prohibited not just from eating korbanot that are tameh, but all korbanot, even korbanot that are tahor as well. So since it's broader in scope, this prohibition is punishable by karet also applies in this situation. And therefore, it would be punishable karet, even though the prohibition of tumah came first. Let's continue. V'tau sha'achal tameh, patur she'enu chayv elal tumat guf, which means as follows. If someone himself is a tahor individual, he's not tameh, he's pure, and he ate a korban that is tameh, he would be patur, exempt, meaning he would be exempt from this prohibition that is punishable with karet. However, it's still a negative prohibition, as we've said before, and it would be punishable with lashes. Why? She'enu chayev, meaning the prohibition that is punished with karet, is only in a situation, ela al tumat haguf, when the individual himself is tameh. That's when, according to Chachamim, in all situations, if he ate from a korban, be it tameh or tahor, would be punished with karet. As we learned from the pasuk, v'tumato alav, meaning on the individual, v'nichrata, that's when the prohibition of karet would apply. Those are the Mishnah today.